This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
The Rich Zeoli Show on your schedule. This is the Zeoli Show podcast. Rich Zeoli Show.
It's kind of appropriate, actually, for this next segment. A little Oasis for you. How many special people change? Ask yourself this question. Who wins and loses in the battle of impeachment? Who wins, who loses? Now, I've long made this argument on this show, which is that we're living in a time right now where the Republicans are not the party of the extremists. The Democrats are. And there's no question in my mind that a lot of moderates out there who are listening to me, moderate Democrats deep down inside, agree with me. They know it sounds crazy. What the Democrats are doing is crazy. By forcing a vote on impeachment, all right, they are now making Democrats go on the record. The president, the White House, by saying, we're not going to cooperate unless you have a vote, forces them to go on the record. So all these moderate Democrats will now have to vote to impeach. Story today on Politico, Republicans seize on impeachment and bid to retake the House. Once wary potential candidates are preparing to come off the sidelines. See, it turns out House Republicans have been struggling to recruit candidates in a lot of these battleground districts. Yeah, but that's changing. You know why? According to Politico now, this is Politico. This is not Breitbart, not National Review, but Politico. The Democratic impeachment drive is delivering a much-needed jolt to their efforts to retake the chamber because they see this now as a chance to not only raise money, but a chance to win. Dale Crafts, a former state rep and a paraplegic businessman who plans to launch a run this week against Democratic Representative Jared Golden of Maine, said, quote, "It certainly sparks something in you when you see this bombardment against our president. Seizing on impeachment and seeking to protect President Trump, GOP outside groups over the past week have launched a 7-figure TV ad blitz in targeted districts and rolled out fundraising initiatives to help bankroll the eventual Republican nominee in some 20 Trump-won districts. The infusion of energy comes at a crucial moment. There's been some retirements. You've heard a lot about that, right, on the mainstream media? But Republicans' recruiting map has never looked better because now suddenly people are turning around and going, you know what? I think we can win this district, including seats held by Representative Andy Kim in New Jersey, which is this district right here in South Jersey, Chris Pappas in New Hampshire. And other operatives are still actively recruiting at least 9 others in the hopes of drafting more formidable contenders, including in seats held by Representatives Haley Stevens of Michigan, Elaine Lurie of Virginia, Angie Craig of Minnesota, and Matt Cartwright of Pennsylvania. Since the vampiric one formalized her impeachment inquiry last month, even though I would tell you it's not a formal inquiry until they vote, the National Republican Congressional Committee has fielded calls from prospective candidates who had previously shown little interest in running. In places like, ready, Michigan, Wisconsin, Virginia, Pennsylvania, and New Jersey. That's right. And they're raising a ton of money. Millions and millions of dollars pouring in already now running commercials in places like battleground states like Pennsylvania. This is a boom to Republicans. And I believe that people look at the Democrats and they think that they're crazy. Bill Maher is a great example of this. People ask me, why do you play Bill Maher clips? I got this question when I filled in for Mark Levin. Why do you play Bill Maher? It's easy for me to live in an echo chamber, and I could just give you quotes from Fox News and Breitbart, and there's some hosts that do that. But I find that boring, but I also find that it backs up my argument when I'm able to give you the perspective of somebody on the left who's saying what I'm saying on the right. It actually boosts my argument. And my argument, which is that every time the Democrats go after the president or Kavanaugh or any of his other stuff, or they look crazy, it hurts them in ways that they can't even see because they've allowed the crazies to take over the party. So people go, why do you play Bill Maher? I play Bill Maher because Bill Maher is proving my point. I can play Hannity, But everybody expects Hannity to say what I'm saying. They expect us to agree on a lot of things. Bill Maher and I don't agree on a lot of things. So when Bill Maher, for example, blasts Democrats for reviving the Kavanaugh battle, the Brett Kavanaugh battle, he gets blasted by the left, and they say things like, can we stop calling Bill Maher a liberal, please? Can we vote him off liberal island? But what Bill Maher is saying here is there's a lot of truth to it. I'm not saying it's 100% true. I'm saying there's a lot of truth to it. And the fact is, I think that if he's saying this, imagine what moderate Democrats are thinking. Cut one.
In the 2018 election, it looks like Democrats could have won Indiana, North Dakota, Florida, Missouri, West Virginia. They did. All five were home to Democratic senators running for election in tight races. Joe Manchin, the only one who voted for Kavanaugh, won. The other four lost, and they have polling on this. People did not like going after a guy for what he did in high school. It looked bad, and now Democrats are talking about impeaching him again?
Yes, it was about something from a long time ago, but it goes to character. We are not talking about a job like we have. We are talking about being one of the nine moral arbiters of this great nation. Hey.
So you're saying at 17, you have to have your fully formed character. That's what you're saying.
But not on that. Why not an impeachment?
What were you like at 17? You know, yes, you're different. You're a woman. You mature faster.
I mean,
women mature faster.
I knew my husband at 17. He was not like that.
Okay, everybody
is. And I don't think that he should be one of the nine people to decide what I can do with my body.
People don't think you should go back to age 17. It just strikes them as preposterous. And by the way, it's counterproductive for Democrats winning. Anyway, that was...
Okay, so, right? How many times did I say that people look at what they're doing to Brett Kavanaugh and it turns... Moderate Democrats think it's crazy. The fact is that I have said that the far left is in charge of the Democrat Party right now. They are the crazies, and they're in charge. Well, here's Bill Maher proving my point, condemning the far left. Cut two.
I sat through the last debate screaming at the television set.
This is Joe Scarborough,
as one Democratic candidate after another suggested that Barack Obama was too conservative on health care and immigration. How maddening is that to you that they're having this race to the far left?
It's not good. It's kind of a cancer on progressivism. I've been saying this for years, that first of all, you have to stand up to Twitter. Twitter isn't us. Twitter isn't the rank and file Democrat. It's not even most liberals. But they don't do it. This race is begging for someone to do a kind of a sister soldier moment. With that far left. If you run on taking away people's health care and taxing them too much and taking away all their guns and trans women get abortion rights, I think that came up in the first debate, I don't think you're going to win this election.
The piece is called The Phony Liberalism of Bill Maher. Despite everything he does and says, media still calls the HBO host a liberal. Isn't that interesting that he's a liberal? He would identify as a liberal, and yet the left now wants to vote him off Lefty Island because he's saying things that Ed Rendell's saying, which is that if you run in such an extremist platform, you're not going to win a general election. Ed Rendell said that with regards to Democrats running on Medicare for All and taking away people's health insurance. But here's something else Bill Maher said when he was talking about Islam. He actually had the audacity to condemn Islam as a cancer. Now, think about this now for a second. This is another reason why the left hates him, because he refuses to look at Islam as a victim of American imperialism. And again, that's not woke, you see. That's not woke. Cut four.
Okay. Yeah, but now you have Christian dominionists that are just as extreme.
Do they have a whole farm system? Do they have websites? Show me the country that has the Christian fundamentalist training camp where they're on the monkey bars. This is not just the same. Look, I'm no Catholic or a Christian, but one is herpes and one is cancer.
He was saying that you don't see Christian radicals out there training to go take over countries. Because that was after Barack Obama said, let's not get on our Christian high horse. And he gets condemned for that, for saying that, because how dare you suggest that there's crazy people in Islam who want to take over countries and commit terrorism. I think Americans look at the state of the Democrat Party right now, and I think they think it's nuts. And I think the fact is that the only candidate who can project an image of not being crazy is Joe Biden, and that's why they are trying so hard to take Joe Biden down. Because they are running, the crazies are running the asylum. And to prove that to you, I can get in trouble now for saying the word crazy. I can get in trouble for saying the word crazy because it triggers somebody who's crazy. That's what I mean about the crazies are running the asylum. And it's not a majority of people. It is a small group. And that's kind of been the theme of the show today, right? To kind of wrap it all up with a bow. The woke outrage that's everywhere and the fake woke pandering and all this other stuff, it's all BS because a small number of people have hijacked everything. But the same people that have hijacked all this stuff are now in control of the Democrat Party. And I'm telling you, Rust Belt states, they're in play. Congressional districts, they're in play. All these places are in play. At the same time, they see a party that's going crazy. They see a president who's tweeting out stuff like the following he just tweeted. Quote, "The United States has spent $8 trillion fighting and policing in the Middle East. Thousands of our great soldiers have died or have been badly wounded. Millions of people have died on the other side. Going into the Middle East is the worst decision ever made, all caps, in the history of our country, all caps. We went to war under false and now disproven premise of weapons of mass destruction. There were none. Now we are slowly and carefully bringing our great soldiers and military home. Our focus is on the big picture. The USA is greater than ever before." Tell me that that does not resonate with people. Tell me that does not resonate with people. Between that and the economy and the fact that he doesn't sound like a lunatic who wants to put people in jail because they say words that trigger people and they make jokes and that sort of thing. Tell me it doesn't resonate with people. Bill Maher's right. The far left is a cancer on the Democrat Party. That's why the far left wants him, is now cancel culture is now trying to take him out too, because he's right. And you moderate Democrats who are listening to me right now, you know I'm right. You know it. Deep down inside, you know it too. Your party's gone loco. Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. You know it and I know it. 855-839-1210. And Bill Maher knows it too, by the way. Ed Rendell knows it. A lot of people know it. Fine with me. I'm happy with Trump being in the White House for four more years. Very happy. But I know deep down inside you're not.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.